Captain
Crunch!
Crunchitize me, Captain!
We're off the bye week, Lou. We're ready to rock. It is fantastic.
Yes, indeed.
The only thing that bothers me is it's not Lovey's Bucks anymore.
It's not what?
Lovey Smith. He's gone.
The legendary old Bears coach.
Yes. He's now still at the Illinois program. Apparently.
Well, you know, everybody never really gave Lovey a shot. He tried hard, but, you know, it just never seemed to have that energy that people like.
That's what we miss about that era, Lou, your Lovey Smith impression.
Yes, indeed. What about today, Commiss? What do you think?
Well, what do I think? I think you're right. The road to the Super Bowl. We go 3-5 today, and then we toss it up into the air. By Thanksgiving, Lou, we're 500.
Yes, indeed. And you know why that's going to happen?
Why, Lou?
Because we're going to get covered. He's in his option year.
That's right. He needs to perform because he's going to go to that next team wherever he goes. Like
yes.
I picture him with the Brownies next year or something. You know?
Maybe the Broncos will take him back. I think they should, seeing how, you know, they graced us with our questionable player of the week.
All right, sir. What's on the table of meat today?
The table of meat?
The table of...
It's tube steaks.
It's tube steaks all around. Lou, I'm coming up to the bar today.
Yes, we got tube steaks. We have tube steaks from Krakow.
All right. Very good. The Polish variety.
And we have tube steaks from Wisconsin.
Very good, Lou. See, that's what we love about Lou Dickman Weekly, the fine exported...
yes.
So, yeah, great. Well, I'm going to be up there today. I'm looking forward to it to start that road to the Super Bowl.
I'll put the rose petals on the sidewalk.
Thank you, Lou. Hey, Lou,
welcome.
Toys for Tots. When are we going to kick that off at the bar there, Sovereign?
Oh, my gosh, the Toys for Tots.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
It's that time of year, Lou.
Yes, it is, and let's see, we got Thanksgiving a couple weeks away, right?
Yes, sir.
I would think the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
I would think...
Or the Saturday.
Maybe you want to put that up on your birthday next week, you know? Because I would think you'd get a huge crowd for that. It's up to you, Lou.
It's up to me. Why, Lou? Why, Commissioner? You already have it ready to go?
No, I'm saying whenever, you know, you're handling.
Oh, because I was going to say, if all you had to do was hit send, and so be it.
Well, and also...
Because you know how involved I am in the process.
I also going to...
Oh, we can definitely, I tell you what, we can definitely put out the toy bin starting...
The 20th.
Today? Starting next Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. Have that thing set up for the Sunday game, and we'll plug it, and maybe we can get some toys going.
That would be fantastic.
Bring a toy for Lou and put it in the...
There you go. There you go. I like it. Here you go, folks, and here you have your herd. The inside brainstorming genius that goes on between the commish and Lou.
Yeah, we have
it. And now, folks, back to football.
Well, wait a minute. Who's your bear of the week, Lou?
The questionable player of the week, named after a very questionable song, Eddie Rudolph.
Oh, good old number 19, Lou.
Second round draft pick in 2008 by the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, a long time ago.
You think we would have learned our lesson with Denver?
It's a Denver curse on the Chicago.
It is. It's the Denver curse that's on us in Chicago.
I'll stay with the receivers, Lou. Alshon Jeffrey, good old number 17, fifth year out of South Carolina. Still hasn't really proved himself, but that's for another topic and another day.
Yes.
And Lou, your question of the week, finally, since we're kicking off Toys for Tots next week, which childhood toy was guaranteed to be broken on Christmas Day? Which of those cheap toys that we grew up with was guaranteed to be broken as soon as it saw the light of day on Christmas?
As soon as it saw the light of day, well, it's definitely not even plastic. You know, it was always, you know, I got to think it was like those Leaning Tower. I can remember the, you know, remember the big plastic tower thing that was set up?
Yes.
Those things weren't actually waiting to happen. Yeah, those things are breaking all the time. And then there's, of course, the,
well, you know,
the Lego.
You remind me, too, of the game Mousetrap. Did that ever work?
So what?
Remember the game Mousetrap?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
That never worked.
There ain't too many moving parts. You're always losing something.
Oh, Lou, you know, this nostalgia is making me weep. Give us your...
For the second day, you're trying to find a marble. Yeah, no shit.
That's right. Because that always... So when that opened up, the marble was gone. So...
Yes. We've had a backgammon game in our house since I can remember.
Did you...
And it's had two dice.
I was a pretty good backgammon player back in the day.
Oh, I was terrible.
That was a good college.
Still am.
That was a good.
Still am. I guess you can't. Yeah. Anyway, you didn't ask me about a sandwich.
Do you have a sandwich?
You didn't ask me. I got a sandwich.
Give me. What's going on? What's the sandwich of the week?
I went out with Crunchy Chili Bean Pickus. We went out to Moon Sandwich Shop on Western and Madison for corned beef. Yes. It was outstanding.
What'd you get?
I got corned beef, mustard, and rye.
All right. Typical.
That's it. Just plain Jane.
What was his meeting with Crunchy Bean Chili Man? What was...
Oh, just a secret stuff.
All right. Very good.
And you might come in today to find out what that secret stuff was, sports fans.
Crunch, 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 baby.
All right, come on.
All right, give us your catchphrase out, Lou. It doesn't get any better than that. This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Crunchy Beans. When you don't want to soak them overnight, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou crunches.